We are doing the Drashot Aran. We're up to the second drasha, page Ayin Hey in the Mosad Harav Kook edition, page Chaf Chet in the Shalem edition. What page is it for you, Ashachaim?
Mem Aleph.
And page Mem Aleph in the Mishor edition. We're by the paragraph that begins Omnam. The Ran had quoted the Ramban's opinion that physical acts tend to like close in the prophecy. When you do a sign, so that's a way of ensuring the prophecy will come true. And says the Ran, Omnam, but davar eilu apoalim hadimyoniyim. This concept that these actions or these imagined actions hamekaimim atid, that they ensure that this will happen in the future, al kol panim kedivrei Ramban, going with the Ramban's understanding, matmiya. That's something that really makes us wonder. Ki ze matil rifyon v'chulsha, because this concept, that when you do a sign, that ensures the prophecy. Well then, what do we understand? That when you don't do a sign, then the prophecy is like hanging there. Maybe yeah, maybe no. Says the Ran, that weakens b'yehudim asher lo ba'alehem po'el dimyoni. That weakens any prophecy that does not have a sign, an action. Shelo yiyu hechachim li'itkayem. It leaves us thinking that a prophecy without a sign, well, doesn't have to happen. Ki'im yiyu hechachim, because if it really had to happen, lama yaseh po'el dimyoni b'ktzatam, why is it that he does an action in some of the prophecies, l'kayem ayiyu, to ensure that this prophecy comes true, if really all prophecies come true even without a sign, v'u kayam biladav, if really the prophecy would come true even without the sign? So that is the Ran's question on the Ramban. He says, according to you, that the signs ensure it happens, well then what happens without a sign? A prophecy is like, well, it'll probably happen? How could he say that? Nireh shehaita tshuva bezeh. It's first glance, it would seem, the answer to this is Shapuel Adimyoni Ahu lo yaseh ki'im biyudim she'inam b'tivam chezkei hakiyum. That signs are only necessary when it comes to prophecies that intrinsically are weak, naturally are contradictory to the course of nature. Meaning you have prophecies that could easily happen. Those prophecies don't need a sign to ensure they will happen. You have prophecies that are a contradiction to the course of nature. Those prophecies need a sign to ensure they will happen. Vehem, what prophecies are we referring to? The prophecies that are hamiyadim ra, the prophecies that designate bad will happen in the world. Kihem en minyanam sheitkeimu al kol panim, because there's nothing forcing them to happen. Ki lemash Hashem yitbarach erech apayim, being that Hashem has long patience, he is long to anger, it takes him a long time. Im yashuv agoyam yuad ara elav v'nicham, if that nation that's supposed to have something bad happening to them, if they repent, yashiv ma'alehem apo, God will also take back his anger from them. Kasher reinu b'Ninveh, as we find with the city of Nineveh. V'lazeh lo yivachen hanavi b'yehudim ara'im, and that's why you cannot test the prophet with bad prophecies, right? Because his bad prophecies, could be they won't come true. And he still told the truth because the people repented, like with Yonah in the city of Nineveh. Shehem en minyanam sheitkeimu al kol panim. I didn't skip. Shehem en minyanam sheitkeimu al kol panim. That those prophecies, those aren't contingent, those don't necessarily have to happen. Aval kasher yaseh behem ezeh po'al dimyoni, but when the prophet does a sign to, so to speak, lock in the deal, that this prophecy will occur, yiyeh mishpatam kemishpat ha-yehudim ha-tovim sheitkeimu al kol panim. Then they become like a good prophecy, a prophecy for bad, plus a sign equals a prophecy for good, says the Ran. Once he's made a sign, he's locked it in. This is going to happen. V'lazeh lo nimtza ilu ha-poalim ha-dimyonim ela b'yehudim ha-menavim ra. And that's why you won't find among all the Ramban's examples that the prophet does a sign unless the prophecy involves something bad that is going to happen. Now bad could be bad for one and good for the other. but it's bad for someone, and that's why the Prophet had to lock it in. Like the Ramban quoted an example, like this, Babylon will sink. Yirmiyah made a sign to indicate, just like this, Babylon will sink and it won't rise back up. And just like we saw that Elisha made a sign with the king, and he said, shoot the bow and arrow, and this is how you will defeat Aram. So that too, even though it was a good prophecy for Yoash, the king of Israel, nonetheless, it was a bad prophecy for Aram. And who knows, maybe Aram will repent from their bad ways, and then God will take back his anger from them, and he will take back the prophecy that they should be destroyed. And that's why when it came to these prophecies, the prophet had to make a sign. But when the prophet gives a good prophecy, he doesn't need a sign, an action, to ensure the prophecy is fulfilled. The Ran says, this is the way I'd like to explain. But what can I do? The Ramban continues and gives other examples of the promises of good things that will happen to Avram. Hashem promises Avram good things, he will have children, etc. And God gives him a sign, it will happen. Why does he need a sign? They are good prophecies. About many of these prophecies, God gave a sign that the good prophecies will come true as well. So why do we need a sign? I tried giving an answer, says the Ran, but it doesn't hold water. So we're back to the original question. So then why do you need a sign on the good prophecies? Is a prophecy without a sign just a recommendation? This will probably happen? Yes?
So, but this is about Abraham Avin, and God told him,
right.
So, when you ask why do we need signs, are we asking why do we need signs from God, or why God gives signs?
The Ramban had said that the sign is a way of locking in the prophecy. If there is a sign, then it's as though the prophecy started coming true, and then it will finish coming true. The Ran says, what do you mean? And a prophecy without a sign won't necessarily come true. So then, what's a prophecy?
But it's telling Abraham that.
Right, that's his question. He offered an answer. He said maybe the signs are only for prophecies that involve something bad, and he says that explanation doesn't hold water.
But can we say that when God says something is a prophecy? No, not a prophecy.
Let's see. That's a good point. That's a direction the Rambam takes in Akdamal Purusha Mishnah. We did that last year. We discussed it in this week's Parsha class by Yaakov Avinu, why he was scared, but the Ran. Let's wait and see what the Ran has to say. Yes?
I just wanted to offer this thing. Maybe you could say that prophecy is bad for certain people. I think that could be.
Okay, could be. So, next week, Bezrat Hashem, we'll pick up with Ran's explanation. So, why do we need signs? We could continue, but then we won't have time for the Rambam. So, I say we pause here and go over to the Rambam. Okay.